This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If we are going to avoid the most catastrophic effects of climate change, climate scientists say we're going to have to limit how much hotter the planet gets to 1.5 degrees Celsius above the pre-industrial economy. We're well on our way to blowing past that, but there is still a chance, albeit slim, that we can avoid it if we keep increasing how much clean energy we use. That's the takeaway from a report out today from the International Energy Agency. We've bought ourselves that narrow window with the existing investments we have made in wind, solar, and other renewables, $1.8 trillion in green energy so far, the IEA figures. But to actually dodge the worst of climate change, it's going to cost more, a lot more, $4.5 trillion a year by the early 2030s. Marketplace's Henry Epp is on that one.
First, the good news. It's gotten a lot cheaper to manufacture and deploy renewable energy in the last couple years.
Solar and wind are, in many cases, the most cost-effective new technology to put in.
Kenneth Gillingham is a professor of economics at the Yale School of the Environment. He says solar and wind technology has improved the more we've used it.
As you scale up, you learn a lot about how to cut the cost out of the technology and improve it further, which brings down costs continually.
But even though renewable power is getting cheaper, we don't have nearly enough of it to keep carbon emissions in check, says Jake Schmidt with the Natural Resources Defense Council. Right now, the International Energy Agency estimates we invest about $1.70 in clean sources for every dollar that goes into fossil fuels.
That needs to rise to $10 in clean energy investment for every dollar in fossil fuels by 2030. So it's a huge shift in the kind of investment picture.
A lot of that investment will likely come from the private sector, but governments have to play a role too, says David Victor, a professor of innovation and public policy at UC San Diego. He says it's up to them to subsidize the upfront cost of energy projects and require the energy sector to clean up.
One of the most important things that government can do is set clear rules and expectations. And the places where private investment has flowed most liberally have been exactly in those areas.
But those supportive policies, he says, have to stay consistent over time, which is not guaranteed. There's also no guarantee that costs will stay low forever, says Kenneth Gillingham at Yale.
There are a variety of forces, such as higher labor costs, higher materials costs, that can work in the opposite direction.
But for now, he says, the trend lines on clean energy costs and spending are going in the right direction.
Whether the trend lines can keep going is the $1 trillion question.
More like $4.5 trillion. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.